Maseches Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, 4:2. Here we have one more example of a extenuating circumstance in which the rabbis were lenient regarding eating Demai when there are assurances that it in fact has been tithed properly. This case is quite an unusual case. It's a case where we have two friends, Reuven and Shimon, and let's say Reuven is making a chas, he's marrying off his son, and he invites Shimon to the Sheva Brachas, let's say, and it's on Shabbos, and now Shimon doesn't trust Reuven's tithing, so he wants to decline the offer, but Reuven sort of forces him to come by expressing how deeply, mortally offended he would be if Shimon didn't come, and Reuven says that if you don't come, then either I'm making a literal netter that none of my stuff will ever, you know, you'll never eat by me again. None of my stuff will be mutter to you again, as if it were a korban. Or according to the Rambam, it's not a netter, it's actually a shvua. He basically swears, you know, it's now or never. If you don't eat by me now, then never again will we eat together, etc. So then what can Shimon do? The Mishnah says, Hamader es chavero sheyochal etzlo. If a person, Reuven, makes a neder, puts under neder Shimon that Shimon must eat by Reuven, saying, you know, neder saying, if it's not now that you don't eat by me for this wedding feast meal, then you'll never be able to eat by me ever again. The point is here that Reuven's expressing how severely he'll be offended, and that being the case, we don't want to have such animosity between Jewish people, so we're going to allow for such an extreme case for a bit of a leniency. If v'hu eno mamino ala maestris, if Shimon doesn't trust Reuven regarding maestris, so then Shimon is basically stuck. But there's one-time leniency. Ochel imo b'shabbos harishona. We will allow, the rabbis do allow Shimon to eat at that wedding feast for Shimon's son. V'afo pi she'eno mamino ala maestris, even though Shimon doesn't trust that Reuven would tithe properly, provided that, u'blavad she'yomalo, provided that Reuven assures him that musarnhen, that the food is indeed properly tithed. So this is a one-off leniency where we're saying, even though in the previous case we were sort of, in the previous Mishnah we were allowing a person only after the fact where he was stuck, here even before the fact, and Shimon is sort of going into it knowing he's going to have problems or concerns because he doesn't trust Reuven on his maestros, Shimon can rely on Reuven's assurances this one time because the rabbis were concerned to have real animosity between Reuven and Shimon. However, that's a one-time deal. U'b'shabashnia, if there's a second week's, it's called Sheva Brachas, the truth is the Gemara has like wedding feasts that have like a din of a wedding feast up to 30 days after the wedding. So if it's one of those, so there's like a second time around, and once again, Reuven says, if you don't come to me the second time, then again, I'm going to make a neder or shvu against you. Too bad. Afal pi shenader memenu hanaya, even if Reuven says, Shimon, if you don't eat by the Suda at me to celebrate, then forevermore you'll never have any benefit from me. It doesn't matter. Lo yochel ad she aser. Shimon cannot come unless he ensures that somehow the food is properly tithed. He can't rely on Reuven's assurances a second time.